Hello everyone and welcome to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host Dean, and we've got a great show for you this morning, whenever it is. We just heard Snail Mail with their track Pristine, and yeah, we're coming towards the end of the season. I'm starting to work on my top 100 songs list, so next week will be our holiday episode, and then the following 2 weeks we will count down the top 50 to 26, and then the top 25 to number one song of 2025. We've been doing that now for like 6 years on this program, so it's very exciting to keep that tradition going. I work harder on that list than I do at like any job that I've ever had. It's a great deal of fun for me, and I hope for you as well. Speaking of fun, it's the CFRC Funding Drive, one of my most favorite times of year. If you go to cfrc.ca/donate, you can peruse all of the various tiers of donation and all the gifts that you can receive for said donations. Every $5 you donate gets you one raffle ticket. There are regular drawings for all sorts of gift cards and gift baskets and other accoutrements from our various sponsors, Grad Club, Toucan, Terra's, Tommy's, Harper's, the list goes on and on. So yeah, check out cfrc.ca/donate. You can donate either through Queens and get a tax deductible receipt, or you can donate directly to CFRC and get a chance for these raffle tickets, and then also all sorts of different swag. We've got new designs for t-shirts and hoodies. Different tiers will get you different amounts of goods. Perfect socks, stockings, stuffers, pardon me, if you're find yourself stuck and last minute looking around for any holiday presents, cfrc.ca/donate is the place to look. We really appreciate your continued patronage to our fine station. It means a lot to us. Anyway, folks, we've got a great show. We've got some new gorillas coming up. It's called Damascus. Here we go.
The sun. My faith and jump. I wait for tides to start chasing me, chasing me all the way home. What do we do in the low tides? It rains down on me when the sun shines.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Queen of Nothing by Soft Cult. Before that, we heard Thania Iyer with Low Tides. That's quite the interesting track, you know, a little bit of a Newsome energy, perhaps, not Gavin, Joanna. And at the top, we heard Gorillaz with their brand spanker. It's called Damascus. Now, folks, you may be wondering, well, where is that lovely partner of yours? Dean, where is your co-host? Well, dear, Megan is sick, unfortunately. Her frail body, I'm sorry, that's mean. She works with the public day in and day out, and like every year around this time, she gets sick. It's unavoidable. It's like if you have like school children, but if your school children are the city of Toronto. She put up a valiant fight, but yes, unfortunately, her immune system succumbed, so she's bedridden. So I will be your sole host, but we welcome your thoughts and prayers. My dear co-host's birthday is coming up tomorrow, and we're really hoping she's better by then. We had all these plans to see friends and family, and now we're housebound, which is just devastating. But we're gonna get through it. We're going to have the most fun ever. We're going to go to, I can't remember the name of the bar, but it's somewhere on King West in Toronto, and it has a mechanical bull, and I'm very excited to ride the mechanical bull. I have heard that basically you have to be like a pretty lady in order to stay on for any amount of time, and then, like, because the operator, like, enjoys the pretty ladies, and if you're like a stick figure hipster like me, you're just gonna get shot like through the ceiling. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna bring my helmet and everything. It's gonna be a blast. Please send your healing energies, all of your aligned chakras, and point your your healing crystals westward towards my dear co-host Megan. It would be greatly appreciated. Here is a song not from Tuesday, but from the band Wednesday. It's called Wound Up Here by Holdin' On. It's off of their new record, Bleeds. This record is just, folks, it's so good. Every track on this is so, so good. Really, really digging this new album. So here's Wednesday. Let's just dive right in. We'll be right back.
like that. Show you how I get mad, or rather, how I judge the world and how a pattern dies when it's patterned out. It would be good to break, to take another way, but I'm afraid I might not have made a quilt worth living in. So if we could make it like that, you stitch a thing I'll resist and then I'll stitch it back. I could help you relax, or rather live with you if you could live like that.
Caught up with the faucet leaking, and before I could look, it
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Sleepy Kicks with their track Burnout. Before that, Young Jesus with their song Pattern Doubt. And right at the top, Wednesday with their brand spanker. It's called Wound Up Here by Holdin' On off of their great new record Bleeds. Folks, I've got a little bit of a book review for you. If you're looking for a stocking stuffer or just something for yourself to read over the holidays, something light, easy, touches on a lot of different things, a lot of different interest points if you're looking for gift suggestions. It's called Why Fish Don't Exist by Lulu Miller. Lulu was a contributor to Radiolab, NPR's sort of science news program, so I've been listening to her for a long, long time. And I was very happy to pick up this book. It's sort of a mix of like her own autobiography with the biography of David Starr Jordan, with, you know, actual science news or interpretation, and like the sort of cultural ramifications of these things. It's a very interesting little book, lots of stuff packed into it. David Starr Jordan was an American ichthyologist. That's a guy who studies fish. He described over 2,000 species of fish. He was a prolific researcher, scientist, university professor. A bit of a checkered past, as the book gets into, but that's part of what makes him such a disturbing and compelling figure in American scientific history. The 1800s for people who are into biology was it was pretty rough. They went down some dark paths, unfortunately. As for the title, Why Fish Don't Exist. So taxonomically, fish are distinct from each other like no other commonly understood grouping is. Like a hummingbird and an ostrich are hugely different, but they are both birds. And you can both trace both of them to a single common ancestor. They are all of the same clade. This is not true for fish. A salmon and a shark both look like fish, they both act like fish, but they have completely different genetic histories. We describe them as fish because it just makes sense to us because they both have very similar body plans, but that's just the body plan you need if you're living in water, right? Like, it's sort of like if we said that every animal that lived on a mountain, from like chipmunks to mountain goats to eagles to, you know, ferns, who knows, are all mountain animals, and we just grouped them like that. It doesn't make any sense, and that's essentially what we've done to fish. It's an interesting examination of, you know, scientific classifications, putting things in boxes that don't belong in boxes, and just how complicated and bizarre and interesting the natural world and the humans that interpret that natural world are and is. Why Fish Don't Exist, Lulu Miller. Do check it out. I would highly recommend that book. In the meantime, I've got another song to recommend for you. This is Hot Fix, Any Differently. Here we go. Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just had four tracks in a row. We last heard Meteor Heist with their song Scarecrow Parts. Before that, US Girls, Like James Said. Before that, we had Snarls with their song Walk in the Woods. And right at the top, we heard Hot Fix with Any Differently. It's quite the smorgasbord there for you. Folks, myself and my dear absent co-host watched Oh What Fun, this new Amazon Christmas film that had a promising start and really doesn't deliver on anything. It was a real disappointment. They've got this sort of like stop motion, although I don't think it was actually stop motion. I think it was just traditionally animated, like opening with like wrapping paper turning into like the titles and stuff. I was like, okay, all right. And then they start complaining about like how there's no good new Christmas movies anymore, and they keep showing clips from like other better classic Christmas movies throughout the film. And I was like, okay, well, that's don't do this to me. You like, that's the cardinal Mystery Science Theater 3000 rule. You're not supposed to do that. But yeah, it was like a comedy, but there weren't any jokes. Like, the premise is Michelle Pfeiffer loves Christmas and loves her family and works really hard and like wants to be recognized and appreciated for this, specifically on a reality show that she wishes her kids had submitted her for, but they don't. So then she gets fed up when they forget her again, and then she goes off on her own, leaving the family to figure out how to do Christmas without her. It's a good premise that, like, they just don't, there's no comedy. Like, the only people who understand that they're supposed to be, like, acting funny are, of course, the man, Jason Schwartzman, who just steals every scene he's in. He's such a delight when he's, like, fighting to, like, take the luggage upstairs. Good stuff. You love to see it. And then, of course, this new kid. Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry, Holdovers boy. I've forgotten your name. I'm egg on my face. I'm terribly sorry. But, you know, is Dominic, maybe? I Don't quote me. But yes, the Holdovers kid, this like boy that they that Alexander Payne scouted out from a high school, is now in another Christmas movie. This one not nearly as good. It's honestly, I would have just liked him to be the star of this. He's just so charismatic, makes great faces. He plays such like a goof. He's so good at playing just like a moron kid, just goofball. And the one of the ladies from Bottoms, the Iowa DeBerry movie that came out a couple years ago, is his love interest. It was great. This movie should have just been those two crazy kids. I love you, Michelle Pfeiffer, but you weren't doing anything and you weren't having fun. And you had a bad Southern accent. Anyway, I'm sorry. Michelle Pfeiffer is 67, so that made me laugh. And that was sort of the only thing that made me laugh about the whole film. Oh, what fun. I would not recommend. Oh, also, how could I be remiss if I don't talk about the insane Amazon propaganda throughout this? So, like, this is basically all of the Amazon films now are, like, to varying degrees of subtle parroting Amazon talking points and promoting Amazon products or ideas. Like the Nadir scene, like the big fight happens in a mall, a hectic mall, that wouldn't you rather not be at the mall and just stay at home and order stuff? There's tons and tons of product placement throughout the film. And then, worst of all, near the end, there is a Amazon delivery driver who our main character encounters and interacts with. Okay, they're not specifically an Amazon driver, but they're a delivery driver working on Christmas Eve. And our protagonist is like, oh, doesn't that suck, being away from your family on Christmas? And then the delivery driver's like, no, I love it. I play my true crime podcast that I get from Audible. Okay, they didn't say Audible again, but you're getting the picture. And like, I just have my own space and I cruise around, and I love working Christmas Eve, like well into the night, and not seeing any of my family, which, you know, it's just pretty gross stuff for me. But you know what isn't gross? This Wolfpack track that I've just kept spinning, it's called Big Dipper. Here we go.
Feel this way that I can't describe. So